The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
In fact, the name of the show, that's How Bad We Want to Know What's on Your Mind. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
We were breaking bread or caramel rolls, or what was that exactly?
You were breaking a caramel roll.
Yeah, at the Peacock Alley this morning.
You can't call it breaking bread when it's a caramel roll.
Yeah.
Those are not in the Bible.
Breakfast at the Peacock Alley, at least today there was, anyway, because the new Bismarck mayor, Mike Seminary, was holding a little coffee with the mayor session, and so Todd and I were there bright and early, which was fun.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program. We have a busy show today. Monsignor James Shea will join us from the University of Mary at the bottom of this hour. A lot of great things happening at the University of Mary. Look forward to that conversation. UMary Worldwide moving into Watford City, and that's just one of so many things that are on the horizon for that great institution. And we look forward to one of North Dakota's best and brightest. Monsignor Shea joining us at the bottom of this hour. Also, Al Carlson, the majority leader in the North Dakota House, will be here at 10:30. We're going to talk a little bit about higher ed spending and his concerns there. So if you have any questions or comments for one of the top legislators in the State House in North Dakota, at the state capitol, that would be Al Carlson joining us on the program today. So looking forward to that conversation as well on the program today. What's on your mind, Todd?
Coffee with the mayor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of fun to have coffee with the mayor.
Yeah.
I think all mayors ought to, you know.
He's not
coffee. Yeah.
He told us that apart from 2 days a week, we can call him Chrome Dome. Now, I don't see myself introducing him as Chrome Dome when I have him on Thursday afternoon on K-Fire, or when we have him coming up on Monday here on What's in Your Mind. I can't see, it's nice that he rolls that out there, and it's nice that he doesn't necessarily take the position uber seriously as far as, you know,
call me Mike.
Just call me Mike.
Reminds me of Ed Schaefer. You call him governor and you get your head bit off.
My name's Ed. Call me Ed.
Yeah. I had just moved here in the blizzard of 97 and he calls up, hi, this is Ed Schaefer, and I just moved here, and I'm like, okay, we have a governor Schaefer. I wonder if that's him. So I saw him a couple of weeks later and I said, you know, it's not political grandstanding at that point. You may need to identify yourself as that Ed Schaefer. I know you don't want to necessarily hide behind the title, but go ahead and use it in that case.
Yeah, exactly. The Supreme Court's on my mind, actually. I don't know what folks think of the decisions yesterday. A couple of them. One on union membership and whether or not your right of association, your right of free speech could be overridden by a union to say you will join the union and you will pay dues. That was one. And this is kind of a test case for a bigger case on public employees that's coming down the pike. This one dealt with actually home health care workers. But the other decision that I think is a big one is on the, religious...
Is it me or do more people... Are more people familiar with the chain Hobby Lobby now than were before this all came up?
Yeah, I don't think that's why they did it, but you're right. I mean,
there's plenty of people that are thinking, I'm going to boycott, who'd never shop there in the first place.
So. Yeah, and I'll play the employer here, and you play the female worker at the business. Or would you like it the other way around? You decide which role you want to play.
You let me know.
All right, so I'll switch genders for the sake of this conversation, okay? All right,
and
you're the employer. Now you're an employer in a really narrow category, which is kind of called a closely held, a deal where in other words,
we're a big mom and pop is essentially what we are, is a mom and pop.
I forget the definition exactly of closely held, but essentially,
right.
In the case of Hobby Lobby, a small amount of people own a majority of the company.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you have some very strong beliefs. Religious beliefs, okay?
Right.
And so you're essentially saying, hey, government, you can't force me to pay for the things that Scott wants. So in this case, Todd is Hobby Lobby, and I am Hobby Lobby female employee.
We'll call it Todd Co.
and I'll be I'll be Scatrina.
Pretty boring.
So Todd
Scatrina.
So here's how you know
Scatrina. Here's the deal. We just don't believe in paying for contraception.
If you
now the irony, but we will pay for Viagra. But anyway.
But listen, that's what I think a lot of people think this is about. It's not about that.
No, I know.
There's actually here is the best way I can explain this, and I don't think
it's not about that. But what do you tell people who rate? And it's a valid point. Oh, you'll pay for this, but not for that. I get that it's not about that. I realize that.
So let's walk through this. So yeah. Todco has some beliefs. Scatrina works for Todco, and Scatrina says, you know what? I see this list of contraceptives mm-hmm. that I can choose from that you're going to pay for, Todco, for me. Okay,
no, we don't believe in that.
And of the 20 on the list, okay. I'll pay for, you're going to pay for 16 of them. I want you to pay for all 20.
No.
No, the four.
I'll go broke. I'll have to fire you.
The four that Todco is saying I don't want to pay for cross the line from birth control or contraception into what people call abortifacts. In other words, that cross the line, like a morning after pill, where it isn't necessarily preventing a birth. It's something that happens after conception. You follow me? And I don't want to get technical, and I don't want to get medical, because I'm an idiot at it. But my point is, now, if Scatrina really believes that I need these four things, I can still get them. I just have to pay for them myself.
Right.
This is only about Todco saying, really, I just can't, in good conscience, pay for something that is against my religious beliefs. And when the United States of America says, screw you, Todco, you will pay for it for Scatrina, regardless of your religious beliefs, we're in a very dangerous place. So the Supreme Court, by 5-4, says, no, wait a minute, you can't force Todco to do that. And in other words, they're still available. She can still get them. Yeah. She just has to make a decision, and if I really want those that badly, I'll pay for them myself. Are you kidding me? I think it's an. I can't believe this is a 9-0. The fact that it was 5-4 suggests we're in a very different place in this country.
And so the four said what?
The four said no. Your government, you should be able to compel that. You shouldn't just because Todco over there doesn't like what these four quote unquote contraceptive drugs do. He ought to pay.
So those four are essentially big government people. Then
they're entitled to it. Give it to them. Well, actually, the amazing thing is what was challenged was something Bill Clinton put into law. And that was, they call it a RFLA or something. It's it was a way to protect, it was the Religious Freedom Liberty Act or something like that. It basically said that. It just said, look, if you want to draw a line, and a lot of folks still can do this. We're only talking again about closely held corporations. So the law that was challenged, that was actually overridden by the stroke of a pen by Kathleen Sebelius, who headed up the Health and Human Services Administration for the Obama administration, she signed a pen that by regulation and by pen, executive order, not exactly because it came from an agency of government, we're going to override the law. And that's what Hobby Lobby challenged. Mm-hmm. They said, well, wait a minute, don't we have a law for this? Didn't Bill Clinton put the law in place? And, I mean, that's part of the arrogance here of the Obama administration saying, law schmaw, we're going to do it how we want to do it. And we're going to override it. And they lost. My point is this. A lot of people are jumping up and down and thinking this was a great decision and a great thing. And isn't this wonderful? And finally some common sense has come back. And it took the Supreme Court to do it. I'm going, wait a minute. We're the flu away from this going the other way, Scalia or Kennedy or...
Well, this is just for closely held corporations. Yeah. Where do we draw that line?
It's so that's narrow.
There's one other point it's going to get challenged on.
Well,
and secondly, what defines... If you're a business that's religiously related, okay, maybe Hobby Lobby can't... Despite the fact they have religious beliefs, they can't identify themselves as a religious business. But what about a religious business?
Yeah, and they're in a different category altogether. What the
Todco Catholic Charities of Bismarck?
Yeah, what they've done there is is in the case of that, they have a different exemption, and they ask you to set up a third party, so you're not technically paying for it, but you're paying a third party, and then what they do with it, you don't care. It's like, come on, you got to be kidding me. So I am not in the camp that is necessarily celebrating this. I think what the Supreme Court did was a no-brainer, and the fact that it was 5-4 is absolutely chilling in my mind. And when you hear news stories about this, and when you hear commentary about it, I mean, the president of the National Organization for Women said, this is no different than apartheid. You know, apartheid happened because people said they had religious beliefs, too. So, yeah, exactly.
Well, how is the government can force anybody to buy anything?
I mean, there's, they morally object to
that, right? Exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, this, so to me, this is far from a victory. This is a example of how far we've fallen in this country, in my view. But I welcome your opinion on that or the other Supreme Court decision of the day yesterday. A lot of folks saw it as a check on the overreach of the Obama administration, and I guess it was, but it's so narrow. I have a hard time celebrating that as a good thing. By the way, you tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Your reaction to what you heard yesterday about what the Supreme Court did. We'll talk about that. As we mentioned at the bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary. Looking forward to find out what's happening there, including their expansion of the University of Mary worldwide to Watford City. And throwing a flag down in that community, which will be fantastic as well. Next hour, Al Carlson will join us, the House Majority Leader. We'll talk about higher education spending. His concerns have been a long time, I think, you know, fairly called a critic of how we do higher ed in North Dakota, how we pay for higher ed, how much they spend, their governance, you know, how that could be done differently. And we look forward to the conversation with Al about that, too. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. We'll continue after a short break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim an ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and 4 rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
guess, Todd, since the question was directed to you, you get to answer the question and explain the context, maybe. Would you rather pass?
Okay, I brought up the point that because I saw so many other people bring it up and trying to find the best argument, but it doesn't cover, you know, contraception, but does cover Viagra. And people are pointing out that irony.
Yeah, and again, it does cover a lot of contraception. That's why I think
I don't want to get started on the whole biological thing.
No, but what I'm, yeah, I
please.
I take his larger point that there is a difference even between quote unquote birth control and some of these things that are really basically lead to a medical induced abortion, right? That's different,
right,
than quote unquote birth control or planned parenting or whatever. Nonetheless, I think regardless of your own personal religious beliefs and whether the use of any of those things are something that you condone, the question you really have to ask yourself is whether you ought to be forced to pay for them for somebody else. That's the issue here, okay? And if we keep it there, we'll have a interesting discussion. You agree or disagree? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Rod in Minot, what do you think of the decision?
Good morning.
Hello there.
I remember about 6 months ago on your show, you had someone from Blue Cross Blue Shield coming on talking about more people are going to get notification letters that their plans do not comply with the Obamacare requirements. I got that letter yesterday in the mail. It says, you don't need to do anything right now. We're working with your employer to build a program that will be in compliance. So all that means to me is that once they get it built, my premiums will go up.
Sure they will. And, you know, it's amazing how many people are getting those letters, how many people are. We had a call for Senator Heitkamp last week to say, hey, I asked you at one point what you thought about Obamacare. You sent me a letter saying all these good things about Obamacare. I have a daughter who had insurance she could afford that now doesn't have insurance, and the insurance they're suggesting as a replacement is unaffordable for her. So,
yeah, the Affordable Care Act is not an Affordable Care Act at all.
And we're probably due to have the folks from Blue Cross Blue Shield and maybe some other insurers come back on the program. We got a similar deal, you know, at our company, small staff, nine employees, but got a note that said, well, we can't give you what we're giving you now, and what we can give you is less coverage, but it'll be 30% more.
Congratulations. Where do you sign up?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, you know.
Well, our next start to the wake up call comes in November, hopefully.
Does it?
Well, I would hope so.
But, so, in what way? In keeping the Senate, or I mean, taking the Senate back for a check on Obamacare?
We got the Senate back. Well, he's still got a phone and still got a pen, though. So I don't know. We need to take his phone and his pen and the Senate. Then maybe we'd be onto them.
Yeah, no, very good point. Appreciate the call, Rod, and good reminder that we ought to have the folks back just to answer questions like yours about what you're going through there. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And you can always email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The other side of this argument is from the National Organization of Women. Do we have that cut ready to go from the president now?
Did you just make the common mistake, the National Organization for Women?
Well, their acronym's NOW, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not NOFW.
National Organization Women.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry. But, yes, anyway, NOW.
The men who wrote this decision on behalf of the Supreme Court have entered into a war on women. They have become a blatantly politically activist, anti-woman political organization, and I think it's very important we take the position that there are some beliefs. You know, people talk about how sincerely held these beliefs are. There are some beliefs that are so heinous that government should not respect them. No way, no how. Apartheid in South Africa was justified on religious grounds. The Southern Baptist Convention justified slavery and later Jim Crow and segregation on religious grounds. We don't accept that as a society anymore, and we should not accept plain out gender bigotry. Withholding basic health care from women is bigotry, plain and simple. We should not accept it, no matter how sincerely the belief is held.
All right, there's a view very different than what you've heard from me or Todd on the program so far. So who's right is what I would ask you. Mary in Bismarck, do you agree with the president of the National Organization for Women? You're next.
No, I don't. I am so glad Hobby Lobby won yesterday. You know, there's a myriad of things that I'm happy about. I'm happy that somebody finally stood up and said, no, you're not going to make me do this. I don't want to do this. This isn't in my beliefs. Yeah, I understand the argument about they pay for Viagra, but they don't pay for this. And I understand that that doesn't seem fair nor right. So maybe they should stop paying for it. That's the next thing.
Here's something I'm perplexed by, and I'm a guy, so maybe I'm the wrong guy to bring this up, Mary, and I'll test it on you. And you heard the National Organization for Women play the gender card right away, right? You know, men on the Supreme Court facilitating the war on women. Okay, again, the war on women consists of if you want something that we disagree with, you're entitled to it, but you're going to pay for it. We're not going to pay for it. So that's the war on women. And by the way, how that's basic health care, I don't know. And that's my gender bias. How is the idea that if I don't buy you a morning after pill, I'm not providing basic health care for you under a health care plan? When did an abortion become health care?
I don't know. I have wondered that for a very long time, and to me, this has been my thought for an extremely long time, is that you don't want to get pregnant, you don't have to get pregnant. There are a myriad of ways, and if you want to take the pill and your company doesn't pay for it, you can go to lots of different other places, either through another insurance company or Planned Parenthood or wherever, and you can obtain it, and people who are on limited incomes have different ways of obtaining it. This morning after pill, yeah, that's abortion. And, you know, when are we going to wake up and start realizing that we're killing off our future generation because people aren't responsible enough to take care of themselves? And I understand there's situations that happen that are totally out of your control. And there's things that need to be done about that. But it's just wrong. I have a niece who works for Hobby Lobby, and she is just thrilled that they won. In fact, she sent out a message this morning that she happens to be an assistant manager, and she's getting calls from people saying, I'm not going to shop at Hobby Lobby anymore because you did this. And, you know, she says, get your facts straight. We're not denying covering the cost of pills. We're denying, you know, that we don't want to cause an abortion to happen.
Right. Mary, well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll get more of your reaction next hour. We're going to switch gears and chat with Monsignor James Shea about the University of Mary and an expansion into the oil patch when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations.
Hi, friends. Scott Hound here to tell you where I fill up.
PetroServe USA. You know why?
They help America feel better.
100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck to Mandan to Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal.
That's right. Hot stuff, breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I'd love it if you'd take today and go to ndfb.org. That's the website of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. If you go to North Dakota, ndfb.org for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and check out the benefits that you get from being a member. So, you know, okay, about $50 a year for your membership for your family. And of course, you get all kinds of great benefits like Nordic Mutual Insurance and other things. But all the time, they're adding new benefits. I talked to somebody the other day that bought for his business like 7 or 8 vehicles, GMC trucks, $500 discount above all the other discounts per truck just from being a Farm Bureau member. So it's worth it, folks. NDFB.org. Be a member. Take advantage of all the great benefits. If you want to go to New York City for a great price, right about Christmas time, do a little shopping, see the Big Apple. I got a great deal on that, too. So there's a lot of really neat things. Check it out at ndfb.org a little later on. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We're going to ask that question and find out, too, today. I'm brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. All right. Our next guest is the president of the University of Mary, right here in Bismarck. Monsignor James Shea back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Monsignor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Great to hear your voice. Nice to have you back. You know,
thank you.
When you ask a question, what's happening at the University of Mary, that could prompt a couple-hour conversation, couple-day conversation, because there's always a lot of things happening. But I'm going to start there. What's tops on your list of all the great things happening at the University of Mary these days?
Well, since we're here in Bismarck, Scott, we may as well mention you were at Coffee with Mayor Seminary this morning.
I was.
His predecessor, of course, has come to work for us. Dr. John Warford is the new dean of the School of Business at the University of Mary, which is very exciting. And he's already made his influence felt very deeply at the university in terms of all the things that he's been wanting to do to raise the esteem and the stature of our School of Business at a really important moment in our state. And so that's important. We're headed out to Watford City, as you made reference to just a couple minutes ago as well. We're launching a Master of Science in Bioethics with the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philadelphia, which is going to be a real incredible program for us. Our students are going to be in Milan in northern Italy. You know that we have a campus in Rome, but we're going to have some business students in the city of Milan as well. And my chief academic officer, the vice president for academic affairs, and I are headed off to Peru in 10 days, where we'll be working on a partnership, actually three different partnerships down there in Peru with a great group of people. So there's a tremendous amount happening.
And what does that mean? I mean, when you go through that list of what you're doing to enhance the School of Business at the University of Mary, when you're taking business students and allowing them the opportunity to study in Milan, adding a doctor of nursing practice program.
Yeah, sure.
What does that translate to? Is the goal more opportunities for students to take advantage of? Is it more growth overall? Is it ranking out better leaders? What is the ultimate goal of this?
You know, it's hard to pick from that list, Scott. The benefit of our students, of course, is paramount in our minds, but also the benefit to North Dakota. We want to be a good citizen. Western North Dakota is the home of the University of Mary, even though we've got campuses all over. And so as we think about what we're doing, we're always saying, what can the impact be for the good, for the common good of the people of North Dakota? And those are the people that the sisters came here to serve originally when they founded Mary College and the University of Mary.
It really is making tomorrow better. Isn't it? Right. I mean, that's a big goal, but it seems like that's the bell you're trying to ring more than anything.
Well, absolutely, Scott. You know, everybody's talking about the growth in North Dakota, and certainly you talk about it plenty. You sort of do it as a career, and so in the midst of all of the growth and all of the excitement, there is an anxiety, and it's the type of anxiety that hangs over the growth of this type as people who grew up here, sort of scratching a living out of North Dakota and living a good life here and being raised according to particular values, as we worry, are we in the midst of all of this in danger of losing what's best of North Dakota, the best of North Dakota values? And the University of Mary is committed because we were founded in that culture and we carry those values forward. We're committed to giving our students a fabulous experience of learning, but also in the midst of all of that, we want to preserve the very best of North Dakota.
And how does the University of Mary help in that regard? Because you're right. I think the anxiety that people feel of just in change in general, right? I mean, I tend to be a glasses half full kind of guy about all this growth because I think of the enormous amount of opportunities.
And so are we. We think that this is an incredible moment of opportunity, but we want to do it rightly. And we believe that universities are meant to be in the midst of culture, helping to think through big changes like this and not simply taking advantage of them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In other words,
you're right.
There's a whole human dynamic to this as well. And when we think about what we're doing out in Watford City, we're not just going out there because there's opportunity out there. We're going out there because there's an absolute need. In other words, when I go and sit with the sisters and talk with them about what's happening at the University of Mary, our founders, they look at me and they say, what are we doing out west to help the people, to help to bring culture and faith, to bring the light of learning? And that's really important to them, and it's important to us as well.
And I think probably what you've identified in being in the midst of that discussion of saying, okay, we acknowledge and celebrate all the great opportunity.
Definitely.
We also acknowledge that it brings challenges and it's change, and that's difficult and makes folks that have lived here forever anxious about the change that's coming. How do we, for lack of a better term, do what is done so well in the great state of North Dakota, sit around at the coffee shop over a cup of coffee or the dinner table and figure this all out and breathe a little bit, right?
Well, right, and we acknowledge, Scott, that the answer to the challenges that are facing us in the midst of all this growth, the fundamental answer isn't simply more resources. You know, just give us a big grant. Just give us an allocation of this or that, and then we'll do something interesting with it. The resources or the answer to these types of challenges comes from a type of moral richness, which is at the heart of the North Dakota spirit and indeed of our Christian, Catholic, and Benedictine values at the University of Mary. We believe that we have something to say about how human beings are meant to live and to flourish together. And those are perennial values that are valid in any circumstance and that are especially valid now at a moment of great inflection.
Yeah, you talk about it now. Mm-hmm. And this being the perfect time, it seems to me that what we've lived the last 5-6 years is a Wild West mentality almost.
Mm-hmm.
And a recognition that a lot is happening fast and we just better get in the game. All right. We just recently crossed the 1 million per day barrel threshold.
Right.
Puts us, in a category that you almost can't wrap your mind around when you think of one of the 10 biggest oil plays in the world ever. And that if we were a country, we'd be the 20th, biggest oil producing country in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But so we saw that coming. It happened fast. You had to get ahead of it. And now with technology the way it is, you know, all the experts tell you, and certainly the dollars that are being invested, measured in billions and billions, not in millions anymore, by these companies, suggest this is something that's going to last for generations. Not one or two, but, you know, literally generations. So it seems like the perfect time now to take the step back and say, wow, we've had the gold rush, if you will. We've had the Wild West. Now that we've got an idea of how big this is going to be, let's really figure all this out. And that's what you're talking about being in the middle of, right?
Absolutely. Well, if we don't, if we're not reflective about this, if we don't examine our conscience, so to speak, in the midst of all of this, it's a moment not just of opportunity, but of significant danger. This type of growth is always a chance for the human spirit to bring forth the best that it has, and also the worst that it has in culture and faith and education and learning, all of those things that a university is not meant simply to stand for, but to enact and support. Those things are as important now on the landscape of North Dakota as ever. And the University of Mary is deeply touched and moved and excited about all of this growth. But we want to be in the midst of it as a voice that helps us to think things through. And I think that that's a needed voice right now.
And you're well equipped to lead that conversation and lead this great institution, given your story. And for folks that don't know, just tell us where you grew up and how your journey to get to this place, because I think it's a great story.
Well, I'm a young man, but it feels like a long story. I'd simply say this: you know, I grew up only 38 miles from the campus of the University of Mary. I grew up in Hazleton, North Dakota. I'm a farm boy. I grew up milking cows and hauling bales and picking rock. And so I remember the late 80s and the early 90s. I remember the struggles and the joys of agriculture in our state and all that means. And I have a deep heart for that and preserving what's best in it. And so, yeah, I grew up here, and then I went off to school for a while, but now I'm back home, and I'm really grateful for that.
What can the University of Mary do? What is the University of Mary doing that, without, you know, directing any criticism at public education, that they can't do?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say that we think that the University of Mary, we think that North Dakota, first of all, should be a center for education, and we want to see our educational institutions, private and public, flourish. We think that that's an important thing. The University of Mary, here's my experience, and I think this is borne out when I talk to my peers in the public system. There's a nimbleness in us. Our board is interested in doing the right thing and in doing the right thing in a nimble and in a quick fashion. In other words, we're able to put together plans. We're able to test them out relatively quickly, and then we're able to roll them out. And so I think that we're not tied up as much in the bureaucracy. Although we value process, we know that process has its place, if that makes any sense to you. So we don't like to talk things to death. We love to get in gear and make things happen.
And obviously a lot on the table right now happening at the University of Mary. You've mentioned a few of the examples with the new dean of the Gary Thorolfsen School of Business and Dr. John Warford.
Isn't that going to be wonderful to have him there? You know, what's incredible about John is that he himself is a small businessman. You know that he's a rancher, but he came to North Dakota and to Bismarck in the early 70s to raise his family, and he opened a small orthodontics practice, which now is a booming practice of orthodontics in Bismarck. His son, John Jr., runs it now. And isn't that something? This sort of American story is right here in Bismarck, and it's right at the center of who John Warford is. And so he brings that type of entrepreneurial acumen to his leadership of our School of Business. And so it's not simply going to be theory that he's promoting among our students, but actual practice of what it means to roll up on sleeves, what it means to do hard work, which was a moniker of Harold Schaefer, of course, one of the other great luminaries that we treasure and value at the University of Mary, that hard work and energy and drive and good ethical practice is something which is important in the practice of business, whether one works for a large corporation or whether one is the head of a small business.
Monsignor James Shea, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We'll continue our conversation after a short break. Hang tight, if you would, Monsignor. We'll chat on the other side of the break. Question or comment for the Monsignor, certainly welcome here at 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Before the top of the hour, it's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers out there, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We had a question come in, say, sage grouse. What's that going to mean if that's ultimately on the endangered species list? And you know what? Chad from Bowman said, that's on my mind. And he wants to talk about, you know, number one, the habitat and why it's better to keep government out of it. Tell us, Chad, more about this.
The listing of the sage grouse as an endangered species becomes a serious concern for the landowners and ranchers in southwest North Dakota. And not because of a lack of effort on their part. Many of us are working with state and local agencies to improve the health and safety of sage grouse. by improving livestock management, improving the grassland, seeding cropland back to grass, and these practices also benefit livestock and other wildlife. But we worry if this is enough to keep the bird from being listed and impacting the livelihood of agriculture in our area.
Yeah, I'd worry about it, too, if I was in the business. Your livelihood at question. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate that. If you want to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, check out ndfb.org. That's the website, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. All right, a few minutes left with our conversation with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary. I talked about, before the break, a little bit about the differences between, you know, what you're able to offer, how you're able to offer what you do, and you know, the public education system. How about just education in general? What is, and I think a lot of parents out there worry that, you know, the students you're getting at the University of Mary or that are going to institutes of higher learning at the state system aren't coming with the tools they need for the 21st century world. Are they right to worry, Monsignor?
Well, I think improving education is a project for every generation. There's no doubt about that. And it seems to me that as we think about what it is that we need to offer in terms of education, starting from the time that a student is very young, we have to think about both what the content is and what the mode or the tone of delivery is as well, in terms of ensuring that students are prepared not just for the classroom but for life.
The other question I wanted to ask you is a little bit about the planning process that you've undertaken there, because a lot of what we've talked about today in the way of news items and, you know, from Dr. Warford to business students in Milan to a master of science in bioethics and the other things you mentioned earlier that are just front and center and happening right now are the product of quite a detailed planning process. Where is that taking the University of Mary? What's the ultimate goal here?
Right, when we talk about planning and look at the future, it's connected to your previous question, Scott. We talk about education for life. That a University of Mary education, whether a student comes to us at 18 or a student comes to us, as many do, midway through their career, seeking degree completion in terms of a bachelor's degree, seeking a master's degree, or now seeking a doctorate either in nursing or in physical therapy, no matter who the student is, no matter where they are in their life, we want to offer them education for life. And that's the type of education that emanates from service and relationships and distinction. And so those are the types of themes that we've dealt with in terms of our strategic planning, and it's given rise to some pretty amazing conversations and some thoughts about what needs to happen next in terms of athletics at the University of Mary, in terms of campus culture, in terms of academic offerings to include exploring a school of engineering and a school of medicine, a downtown campus, a presence in downtown Bismarck, what our other expansions and opportunities are going to be. So we're looking at all those things very carefully. We've just completed a feasibility study on a number of the different initiatives, and we're gearing up to roll that plan. Vision 2030 is what we say it is. We're gearing up to roll that out in the coming months. What's interesting is when we launched this planning process, to think about 2030, it seems so far away. And then I took a step back, Scott, and realized that for myself, when 2030 rolls around, I'll only be 55 years old. And so there's a lot of work to do between now and then.
Wow. School of Engineering, School of Medicine, all the other things you listed, talk about a bold vision and, you know, circle a date on the calendar, 2030, and you think that sounds like a long way away, but boy, it's not, is it?
Well, we want to continue to make a difference, Scott. What we do at the University of Mary in terms of our efforts and the prayers that we and the sisters offer in terms of the quality education that we want to deliver, in terms of our interaction with and our service to our students and the other constituents of the University of Mary and everybody here in North Dakota, we want to really make a difference in terms of what the educational landscape and what the personal landscape is in North Dakota as well.
Well, great chatting with you today. Thanks for the update on all the things on the table and the new additions, and we look forward to many more conversations and following that vision and that strategy and that plan unravel to ultimately, lead a very important discussion that needs to happen in every corner of our great state. So appreciate all the good work you're doing out there.
It's good to be with you, Scott. Let's keep the conversation going.
Looking forward to it. Monsignor James Shea, our guest, the president of the University of Mary, today on the program that comes to you live and direct from our flagship 550K Fire from the University of Mary Studios. How about that? So, quite appropriate. We had a chance to chat with the Prez today on the program. More on education, more from the standpoint of a concern from one of the state's legislative leaders, Al Carlson, at the bottom of next hour, has some concerns about the spending plans on the table for the higher education system in North Dakota. So we'll chat with the Majority Leader Al Carlson coming up in just a little bit. After a news break here, we're going to chat more about your reaction to the Supreme Court decision. We didn't get a chance to unpack what the response was on the other side of this from the National Organization of Women.
National Organization for Women.
For Women, I'm sorry. Not up for, yeah. What? I guess I'm not a card-carrying member, thus I don't...
Neither am I.
Yeah, thus I don't...
I had a college class where I won extra credit points for having known that little detail, so...
I am a little worried about her deciding which sincerely held beliefs ought to be okay and which ones are not, though. So we'll talk about that more when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent
prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.